It happened again. Watch somebody get thrown out of a 13-year-old's lacrosse game over the weekend. It's Carson Kennedy on Mix 104.1. You can call or text if you were that parent, if you were that coach, or you were that referee. 617-931-1234. You can call or text that number, 617-931-1234. And for Barrett and his lacrosse, like, this is kind of the off season. The fall program is supposed to be kind of low key. There's a lot of kids coming and going for lacrosse because there's also football happening. There's the end of soccer that is happening. There's hockey that is happening. So this is kind of like, if you're doing those other sports, you might show up occasionally for this. So it's supposed to be a little bit more relaxed situation. But apparently,
I don't believe there is such a thing as a relaxed situation when it comes to kids' sports anymore.
No, you're probably right.
After hearing
you're
all
probably
of your stories,
right.
I just don't believe it.
Everybody's going to get a D1 scholarship, Kennedy.
Totally.
Little Timmy's livelihood is riding on this season.
100%.
So we were out at Devon's this weekend, and it's awesome because it's a huge field. It's like, you know, I don't know, hundreds and hundreds of kids playing. There were kids from all over. I saw kids from like upstate New York were in, from New Hampshire and Rhode Island. Like, they just all come in, and it's a lot of fun. And yeah. Barrett was so pumped because he
gets your old buddies again.
He hasn't played a game in a pretty long time.
Yeah.
And so this particular game, there was something going on with the refs. To be honest with you, I don't know what was going on. Because as parents on the sideline, we're kind of watching the game, but then also we're talking about life and other kids. And so it's easy to get distracted and not exactly see what's happening.
Okay.
But when the game stops and a referee starts yelling at somebody, then we all stop and start paying attention.
That's when people start popping popcorn.
And so the referee stops the game, goes to midfield, and stands in front of the scorer's table and the tent of this game. And now all the players are standing around, all the parents are standing around, and it sounds like he has thrown out somebody. And we're trying to figure out, did he throw out a player? Was it our coach? Now, it just so happens our coaches, they don't have any kids on our team. A lot of the coaches, it is parents, right?
That surprises me.
Yes, but our program, the club program that he plays in, they pay guys to come in and coach. So you don't get into this situation.
As much skin in the game, and they're being paid, so they're professionals.
Exactly. So
I see.
So at some point, I guess the coach of the other team, who looked to be a dad, said something, and the referee was like, you're done. And the guy won't leave. And so he has stopped the game. There's 3 minutes left in the game. It's a running clock. They don't stop the clock, right? The clock is going to expire in 3 minutes.
Regardless. Oh, really?
Yes, because they're running all the games in the exact same schedule. So when the whistle blows to start a game, all 22 games that are happening start at the same time, whatever. And so the referee has stopped the game. We are losing by one with 3 minutes left. So we're all tense because we're like, get the game going. Like, we want to try and, you know, win this game. And the guy will not leave. And so the
ref, is he like, you want to make me?
He pretty much like digs deep into
How
it.
How embarrassing.
And he's like, fine, I'm going to call the director. And
did he just pull, I'm going to call a manager on you?
Not on me, on the referee.
No, you know what I mean.
And so it appears that he pulls out his phone, and he's now standing there on the sideline in front of all the players and then the, you know, the timekeepers and scorekeepers and all of this, and he's just standing there making a phone call.
I just picture him with the, can I talk to your manager?
The bob?
Yes.
So this is after he's been ejected?
Yes.
And so he just staged a sit-in and refused to leave?
I'm going to call my dad.
And so I guess he stood there for a while and eventually, again,
that's so awkward.
I'm just trying to put the pieces together afterwards. And
yeah.
And then somebody tells me, and again, this is secondhand, but it feels like it was true. And if it was true, you have to laugh at this.
Give it to me.
So the referee essentially said to him, the coach who had been chirping, this out here, this is my real estate. This is my property. You deal with over there and your players. This on the field, this is my house. This is my real estate. And the coach chirped back, oh, it's your real estate. I want to see your mortgage payments to Devon. Show me those receipts. And I guess that was the chirp back that the referee was like, you're gone.
That's enough to get you kicked out?
Well,
I'm sure that was the straw that broke the camel.
Yeah, it's actually a pretty good clapback when you think about it. Let me see the receipt from your mortgage payment.
I think the clapback was better.
Yeah.
The part where he said, get off
personally,
my property.
Yeah, pretty much. This is my dance space. That's your dance space.
But then you have to, like, that's so awkward for that guy.
And he's going to get in the car with his kid.
You have to slink away after just calling a director for 5 minutes and everyone's looking at you.
I mean, I feel like, Carson, there are times that Barrett is embarrassed by you just existing. I can't imagine, no offense or anything.
None
but
taken?
Just, you know, because that's what it's like to be that age, right?
Right, right.
But to have your dad be the one that's causing a scene.
Right.
Oh, no.
And
yeah.
then you have to see them all, like, next practice, all the adults. I'm like, hey, Jim, how you doing since your ejection?
Yeah.
That's crazy. You're grown.
I've never seen one of our coaches or adults thrown out of a game. I've always seen it with other teams, thankfully. Never
Wild.
Seen it.
Did everyone cheer when he got kicked out?
No, it was wasting time.
Yeah.
And then it was a mess.
Yeah.
I felt bad for the referees, but they weren't having their best game ever, so there was just a lot of back and forth.
Yeah.
It was just a mess. It was just...
You just let the kids play. It has nothing to do with you sitting on the sidelines.
Carson and Kennedy on Mix 104.1.